For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
So where did all the heroin users go? Some data from the recently released National Survey on Drug Use and Health, or NISDU, raises questions about the accuracy of this year's survey. It's already a widely held presumption that government surveys of illegal behavior will produce estimates that are unrealistically low. In its 2004 NISDU report, the government claims that in 2004, approximately 3,145,000 Americans 12 or older had tried heroin. Yet the report also says that the year before, 3,744,000 Americans 12 or older had tried heroin. So how did 599,000 people disappear? The answer is something called recanting. That's when someone who has been surveyed in the past decides in a later survey that they really didn't do what they claimed to have done when they were younger. Some who have examined recanting rates are skeptical of the later denials. Researchers reported earlier this year in the journal Addiction on their study of students in Ireland. They found that recanting increased with the social stigma of the substance used. Other research has also found some link between lying about past drug use and the social stigma attached to the specific drug. According to the researchers in Ireland, drug education could be argued to not prevent drug use per se. Rather, students learn the negative consequences of admitting drug use and become less willing to tell the truth. This may also mean that at times of drug war hysteria, students and the public are much more likely to lie on government drug use surveys. And finally, New Jersey's drug of choice. The state of New Jersey released its 2003 State Household Survey on Drug Use and Health this week. According to the report, by some measures, New Jerseyans use alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs such as marijuana at lower rates than national average. The report also found, however, that New Jerseyans admit to having used heroin at much higher rates than the national average. The report also noted that, quote, although New Jersey residents were equivalent to or exceeded the national average in terms of their need for substance abuse treatment, they were substantially less likely than their national counterparts to receive treatment, end quote. In response to the data on heroin use, the state's Department of Human Services announced that it would provide funding for two additional methadone sites. The sites, when finally established, will serve approximately 900 people. This will represent the first expansion of methadone availability in New Jersey in more than a decade. In a related story, the New Jersey Supreme Court recently affirmed a lower court's ruling essentially banning needle exchanges in the state. In spite of alarmingly high rates of AIDS transmitted through injection drug use, the court held that state law trumps a public health crisis. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.